right? A little bit of tart to the Yanuka. I know everyone is eager to leave. We had a nice class, but how can we miss? Avat Habore Yidbarach. Focus over here. Tzadik, focus over here. Avat Habore Yidbarach. Ktuv, it's written. Tana Beni Libincha Livi Inei Derchai Tetzor Na. Okay. A person has to understand, in order to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, you have to be willing to sacrifice one's heart for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why specific does it say heart and not the head? Because your heart seeks your ta'avot, seeks your desires, not your brain. Usually the seichel seeks what's right. That's why you always have this fight. Should I do or shouldn't I do? Who's saying should I do or shouldn't I do? Your brain is usually saying to do the right thing, but your heart's saying and convinces your brain usually, unless you work on yourself, that your brain should convince your heart otherwise, to do the opposite. And this is extremely important, because you can't connect to Hashem when you start to justify or you start to make cheshbonot in your brain why to do whatever you want to do is according to the Torah. A lot, especially by yeshiva guys, they make a whole pshat why they can be mevatel Torah at this moment. Like, what are you doing? Like, or a girl can be mevatel tzniut because, you know, the rabbi said, I'm so old and I have to get married, so I could do this, or I could do that, or this, or that, or I can do it. No, ya habibi. Someone that goes by the rules of life never loses out. This is the klal. The rule is, when you do the right thing, you never lose out. And even though sometimes it looks like you're losing out, in the long run, you're not losing out. And what's the story I said? The story I said was, one time there was a chassid that went to the Ger Rebbe and he said, Rebbe, I'm already in my 30s. For him, he's an Alta Zayde, as the chassidim say. He's supposed to be a great-great-grandfather at that age. I'm 32 years old. How come? How come I'm not getting married? What do I do? Everyone got married next to me. Look at me. So the Ger Rebbe told him, let me ask you a question. When you're stuck in traffic and you're inside a Bentley, are you jealous of the bikers that go cut the line? And he says, no. Why? Because you're in a Bentley. He said, no, that you are in a Bentley right now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you where you were supposed to be. And you have to just wait. And those guys that go fast, okay. Don't be jealous of the people that have different lives. Learn to appreciate your own life. Because when you start appreciating what you have, you will be able to open up your mazal. Most people don't have mazal is when they start comparing their life to somebody else. When you stop comparing and start identifying your own life and looking into it, how grateful really your life is and how you should be appreciated for everything that you have, that's when you see beracha in what you do. Baruch Adonai L'olam. Amen. 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 Amen.